Be seated, please. Open your Bibles to the New Testament, to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2. Everybody good? Everybody else good? Everybody else good? See, when you get quiet like that, we get stuck. And so until I know you're out there and you're good, see, we got to say again, is everybody good? Everybody's good. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. This is the season that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And this is obviously, you know, kind of heightens our awareness during the Christmas season about the Christ child being born. And I want to talk to you about peace today. In Luke chapter 2, we find, beginning in verse 8, where the shepherds are in the field, right? And Christ has been born, and these angels come on the scene and announce the birth of the Christ child. Beginning with verse 8, it says, "Now there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to who?'" All people, right? That's us. Amen? "For there's born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth what? Peace, goodwill toward men." And I just want to talk to you about that phrase, on earth peace, and talk to you about peace that I believe God gives to us individually, and what it means to have peace in your life, what that gift is, and maybe help some of us recalibrate a little bit, because sometimes I think we're confused with what peace from God really means in our life. So let's pray. Father, thank you again for letting us be here. Just the opportunity to be here celebrating our faith, celebrating your child that's been sent here, that we might be saved and that our lives, God, on this earth would be different, that there would be peace and joy and other attributes living within us. And so I pray that you would touch my friends today. You would speak through me clearly and effectively, and our time here will have great value, and we thank you for it in Christ's name. And each of us would say, amen. I want you to kind of think about that for a moment, just peace on earth and kind of what that means and what it may mean in your life at this moment. You know, I have found out in the last few days that speaking on peace, you know, they say don't ever teach on, you know, or pray about wanting to learn patience, because the only way you learn patience is by trial and tribulation, right? Well, I think peace is like a cousin to patience, because if you decide to speak or learn, teach on peace, you're going to have storms so you can learn about it. And so today I go out, you know, and I had some Christmas gifts in the truck, and I grabbed the bags, and this is like 7 in the morning, and I turn around, and my first step, one of the bags hits, and as soon as I see what's in the bag, which bag it was, I'm thinking, it didn't break. I'm sure it didn't break. And so I go in the house, huge faith in my life at this moment that it didn't break, and I grab the bag, and I hear it rattle. And this is one of those gifts that yesterday I went to this store, and then I went to this store, and then I went to this store. And every store you go in, you ask for this gift. Do you have these? And they say, yeah, and they take you. And so not only did it take me about 5 or 6 stores to find this, it took me times every one of those that they had in each store to look at and check out and all. And so it just reminded me once again that if you're going to speak on peace, be ready to have your peace really checked a little bit. And I'm like, I walk in the house and Sean says, hey, the devotion today is on peace. And I'm like, well, I need to read it before I even go speak on this stuff again. So yesterday I was out in the mess, and before I got to the mall, I called Sean because Sean was driving separate. We're with each other, but we're behind each other in traffic. And before you ever get to the mall, you're in a line that you just don't care to be in. And I called Sean and I said, is this going to be like total chaos today? And she said, yeah, you might as well just get ready for it. And so, you know how it goes. You get there yesterday and the hustle and bustle of everybody. You get in the mall and the mall gets more full by the moment. And you go stand in a line and the lines are much longer than you care to be in. And don't you love it when someone feels like they're not line entitled? That they don't have to stand in line? And they just step in front of you and you just say, Jesus, I'm speaking on peace tomorrow. And parking lot wars. I love where I saw a car yesterday. The light turned red, a car stopped, but the car behind them is blowing the horn because they're mad that that car didn't run the red light so they could run the red light. The season of peace, you know? And I think, you know, the crazy thing about it is this is the season that even out in the world, the closer we get to the day, the more crazy it gets. Isn't that true? You know, I mean, if you're dealing with the mall Thursday, remember what we're talking about today because you're going to need it. Life. What about life, you know? We have an economy that's challenged a lot of us in great ways. We have homes that, you know, I've sat and talked with people recently that are just, I mean, just struggling to make it through in a day. And I know friends that have sicknesses that if God doesn't do something, the stories are not good. And you look around, you don't have to be in the mall to find this stuff. In our lives, we find it. And then if you watch CNN, you know, for a moment, I mean, we've got this whole Mexico thing going crazy with drugs, and the Koreas are in an uproar. We've got terrorism, you know, and yet peace on earth. That's what it says, peace on earth. And I know this, I know God's not a liar. And so if he came to bring peace on earth, our challenge, just like last week, is how do you pull that off the page? How do you live in that? What's that mean? Because it seems like in any given moment, peace can be in disarray and kind of, you know, in upheaval in our lives. And so if you don't know what this is, you'll be walking through the mall, through life, through the world, really kind of wigged out on stuff and won't understand that there is a peace. There is a peace that passes all understanding. And there is a peace that no matter how crazy this world gets, it's settled in there. And there is a peace that no matter what the news is in your life, it can handle it. Amen. There's a peace. There's something there. And I'm hoping that before we get out of here today, that at least everyone will get it kind of focused in your life. Because if you're a Christ child, if you have Christ in your life right now, you may not know this experientially yet, but the peace is in you already. Our challenge is to find it and to live in it. Amen? Because the Bible says he's the God of peace. The Bible called 700 years before Christ was born, they called him the Prince of Peace. And he can't be a liar. And so we have to figure out what does the peace of God really mean. And scriptures declare peace in your life. Listen to some of these scriptures. Romans declares that, he says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of God's Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. Scriptures declare that the kingdom of God is all about peace. It says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy. Scriptures declare that God is the author of peace. It says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And so if you feel like your world is kind of confused or in disarray, God's not authored that for you. God is authoring peace. He's writing for you right now something that means more to you. Amen? Scripture declares that we are to live in peace. Finally, brethren, become complete and be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and God of peace will be with you. Scriptures declare that God's peace can guard your heart and guard your mind. It says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. And you know what that scripture means? It means that God will put peace literally as a soldier in the inputs of your mind and your heart, to where anything should have to filter through God's peace, to where the stuff that wigs you out and upheaves your life should be stopped by the peace of God, and to where peace should be what rules your heart and your mind. It also declares that the peace of God rules in your hearts, to which also you were called, and to be thankful that God has called us to peace. And then the last one. Scriptures declare that His peace is with us right now. The things which you've learned and received and heard and saw, these do, and the God of peace and His peace will be with you. And so what's the deal? How many of you struggle to live in peace? How many of you just say, I need to hear what you're talking about today? Yeah, me too. I'm never teaching on this again, but me too. So here's how the Bible defines the peace of God. Here's what it says. It's the Messiah's peace. Think about that for a moment. That when you read Christ through the Gospels, other than one moment, He was never anxious about anything. And so when we read that the peace of God is ours, it means when you see Christ face even the cross and the difficulties and the uncertainties or whatever, the peace that He walked this earth with, that's what it means is already in you, Messiah's peace. It also means that it's the way that leads to peace. That the peace in you, if you'll follow the peace, will take you to greater peace. That God will lead you literally with the feeling of peace in your heart and mind. And I love that phrase, follow the peace. For Christ's followers, it means the tranquil state of a soul, assured first of the salvation through Christ, and then fearing nothing from God, and to be content with our earthly circumstances. Peace. It means, one, to be right with God, and to fear nothing that God would do to us because He loves us more than we love ourselves. And then thirdly, to be content with the state of our life right now, the circumstances. It means to be exempt from rage within. It means to be in harmony with yourself and the world in which you live. Peace. It's a God-given gift that's deep-seated. It's an inner condition that's not disturbed by what's going on the surface. It's born and sustained only by and with God. And I'll explain that further, but I want you to understand, if I were trying to draw a picture for it, if our life was the surface of the ocean, and sometimes it's waves and storms and chaos and turmoil, then the peace is below the surface, down in the depths where it's not being disturbed by what's on the surface. And you see, if you can get a handle on this today, no matter what your life is like right now, no matter what your home, your marriage, your kids, your school, whatever it is, no matter what the surface, the visible looks like, if you'll go deeper, there's something that's not disturbed today. Amen. And if you could just, you know, we're so quick to watch the waves, are we not? We're so quick to be disturbed by what goes on, and yet deep within you, there's something right now in every one of us a gift from God that is not disturbed at all by what's going on. And I want to try to explain the peace of God and what it means to me, what it means to my home, what it means in my life to have peace, the peace of God. And for me to really understand it, what I had to do was sit down and kind of do a comparative analysis, because sometimes I think we think it's something it's not. And so I'm going to go through a list today of what peace is not and yet what it is. And the first thing I can tell you is the peace that God gives us is not an emotional set or state of mind. And what I mean is it's some people think peace is when I get rid of all the negativity. You know, if I can get rid of sadness, I'll have peace. If I can get rid of the anger, I'll have peace. If I can get rid of this, and that may be more peaceful to you, but the peace I'm talking about is not without emotion. Do you understand? Because the peace lives down in here, and we're emotional people. And there's going to be moments we're upset. There's going to be moments the lady steps in front of me in the line and and says, "Do you mind?" And you know the answer is, yes, I mind, jerk. But we said, no, Merry Christmas. And so if you're looking for peace to get to where you have no emotion at all to the world around you, I don't know that you are looking at peace. Because peace is not this unemotional state or this place to where we get to where there are no negative emotions. It's not to where we get void of thoughts of confusion and discouragement or being anxious for our world, because we decipher our world through our mind. And I mean, I'm sorry, sometimes the facts are not good for our world or our life or the moment we're in. And so if you think, if I can just get rid of all the stuff, I'll be in peace, you're not thinking about peace. You're thinking about you'd like to get rid of stuff, but I don't know that we'll ever get rid of all the negativity in our life. Do you agree with that? And so if my view of peace was I need to get rid of all the negative emotions and all the negative thoughts and all the negative people, I mean, I couldn't even go with me, you know? Then I'd be at peace, then I'll never be at peace. Because that's not what God meant. Because we're walking through a world that's sin-filled. And yet, the peace I'm talking about is a calm that when I'm anxious, it's calm. When I can't figure it out, it's calm. When I'm upset, it's calm. When I'm angry, it's calm. When my world was turned upside down, it's calm. There's something that God gives us, my friend, that no matter how you feel and no matter what you're thinking, it's calm. The peace of God. The peace of God is also not a false sense of security that falls apart as things do. And yet it's a sense of security that's bigger than the tangible. It's an awareness of the unseen being more real than the seen. You see, sometimes we'll put a sense of security, you know, in the money in the bank, or at least this is good in my life. And we'll even say stuff like that, you know. It's like, well, how's this? This is not good, but at least this is good. Thank God for this. As if that is what leads to that. And you can lose this in 5 minutes. And so it's not a sense of security in the world around us, but it's being totally secure within, knowing that no matter what happens in the world, nothing can mess with what I have inside. Amen? Let's give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Also, this peace, and this to me is a huge one, this peace is not ignoring or being ignorant of the facts, as if you can't handle the knowledge of it all. Have you ever been there where it's like, don't tell me anymore, I can't take it? Like, you know, you're really rocking my boat here and I don't want to know anymore. You see, the reality is the peace that God gives us is being aware of the world in which we're living, and yet still holding on to something or something holding on to you, that no matter what you know, there's still a steadiness that lives within you. I don't want to know half of what's going on around me. I don't want the doctor to give me half a report. I want to know, because there's a God that can handle whatever we deal with. Amen? Also, and you may know this about me, I do surveys, and I sat with some people this week and I said, hey, tell me what the peace of God is. And Sean and I were riding down the road and I said, so tell me what you think the peace of God is. And we were walking through something and she said something to me that just really struck a chord with me. She said, the peace of God is it will be okay. And I said, is it will be okay or I will be okay? And man, it was like, Tim, we nailed it right there. Because sometimes things are not okay. There's no guarantee things are going to be okay. Amen? I mean, we can pray in faith, we can fast, we can seek God. But that doesn't mean by going to God we get an automatic mulligan on these things. Sometimes things don't turn out right. Amen? So it's not that it will be okay. It's that no matter how it goes, I'm going to be okay. And you have to understand, you may have to reframe what that means. It doesn't mean my life is always going to go the way I want it. It means that no matter how my life goes, I'm okay. That God loves me no matter what. And no matter what, the love of God is in me. And no matter what happens around, I and He are okay. Amen? Amen. Because if you're tying your peace to it doesn't always work out. And yet, you and I have a God in our world that will never leave us and will never forsake us. He loves us more than we love ourselves. His grace is sufficient. I mean, His mercies are renewed every day. His loving kindness is greater than life itself. And so no matter what's going on around the world you live in, you are going to be okay. Let's give it one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. And then, this peace of God is not medication, sedation, or painkiller. Although Valium are not bad from time to time. It's not this thing that numbs you to the world. And yet at the same time, it's some calm in here that keeps you in a state of mind that can deal with whatever the world has. It's not you walking around like a zombie. It's not you being holier than your circumstances. It's not you not wanting to know about it. It's you living in the moment and being able to face the world different than the world faces it. Because there's something rock steady. It's also not the strength of you or something that you make happen. It's not the perfect cup of coffee. It's not getting a massage. It's not getting to the ocean. It's not getting to your favorite resting place. And yet, though it's not your strength making it, it's it making you strong. If you had to rely on your own strength from time to time, you and I are not going to get through the life we have to face. And yet, God puts a strength in us that no matter what we're going through, we can tap into and face the storms of life. Amen? I used to ask Sean, like last year, and she would say, you know, God's just strengthened me. And I would say, how do you know that? You know, I mean, how do you know God is making you stronger? And not me trying to punch holes, but me trying to really understand, how is God doing that? And you come to realize, man, it's when your world is rocking. It's when the pillars of your life are crumbling, that there's something in you that just sits and says, you know what? You're going to be okay, man.
You are okay. Hello? And then, it's not having all the answers, but yet, it's knowing the answer. Sometimes life has more questions than it does exclamations, doesn't it? Sometimes someone, even in your own world, you'll say, well, how's this going to work out? And you don't know, you know, you really don't know. And yet you know that because you have God, whatever that looks like, this is going to be all right. It's also not automatic, and yet it's already in you. You don't walk in peace without trying to walk in peace, and yet peace is already there trying to walk. Do you understand? You're not going to get to a place. It's not, you know, Starbucks or whatever. It's in you. And if you'll just let it start living and focus on the peace of God that's in you, it'll start getting your mind off the waves at the surface. And then also, it's not self-talk. And yet, at the same time, it's the talk of the voice within that says, hey, Bob, I love you, man. I'm with you right now. And so it's not you telling yourself, it's him telling you, you're okay. And then, lastly, it's not you trying to find somebody that validates you're going to be okay. I mean, I love when people just say, hey, it's going to be okay. You know, I know Jim and Deanna are great friends of ours, and Deanna would tell me all the time, it's going to be okay. And there were times, man, I needed to hear that. And yet there are times nobody's going to tell you it's going to be okay. And yet at the same time, it's what God says that we can trust in. What does God say to you? Because there are going to be times people say all kinds of stuff to you, and their opinion of what you're going through may not always be good. Someone may not always be able to say, hey, it's going to be fine. And yet if you'll go find the scripture that just says, hey, I'm with you always, even unto the end, you'll be okay. Or when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm with you, my rod and my staff, they comfort you. I'm okay. The peace of God. This thing that is seated somewhere in me right now, that never gets disturbed, never, never, ever, ever gets disturbed. I'm not saying I always live in it. Don't hear me say that, because there are times I got to go searching for it. But you're going to learn more about it in the storms than you are in the calm times. And so if your world gets rocked and the surface of it is just churning and there's water and waves and it looks a mess, go deeper. Because there's a peace, the Messiah's peace, that's resting in you right now, that's guarding your heart and your mind, that God is gifted with you and God is walking with you. There's a peace that passes all the comprehension of the world around you, that it was the birth announcement of the Savior. Peace on earth. And yet, it's not at the mall. It's not always in the world in which I watch. It's not on the CNN news. So where is it? Somewhere deep in my gut. And it tells me, Bob, you have peace with God. You have peace with yourself. And it will be okay because you are okay. Amen. One more time. Tell God, thank you. Thank you, God. Let's close. I want to pray for you today, and I can tell you honestly that this message has been very tested in my life this week. And so it's like Bob is hearing Bob right now. And I want to tell you, my friend, I'm telling you something I desperately believe in today. That no matter what you go through, there's something in you that'll hold you. There's something in you that no matter what this is seeing and comprehending, and no matter what your emotions are feeling, if you can just calm, the Messiah's peace is in you. The gift of the Spirit is in you. Peace. You may not be able to figure out one more day of your life how it's going to work out, but you are okay. Peace. And so I want to pray for you today, because I'm telling you, I believe in what I'm trying to tell you today. There's a peace of God. The birth announcement of his son was peace. And so no matter what's going on, ask God to help you start living in what's already in you. Is that all right? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, God, for the gift of peace. I thank you, God, that we watched your son face it all with focus, strength, assurance, peace, and to know that what was in him is available and already in me and us is incredible. And yet, God, I know we're so quick to live on the surface of our life. We're so quick to let a phone call or a bill or a conversation just rock our world. And truth is, for many of us, God, we never go down to the depths of where you are in us. And so I pray for my friends, God. I pray for me that as we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, that we would also celebrate the attributes and the gifts of the Christ child. And this peace, God, that is so desperately needed in our worlds, that it would begin in us, and our marriages would be different because of being here today. That there would be greater peace in our homes. Between parent and child, God, there would be greater peace because of us finding it within. Our families, God, would be different because of peace. The world in which each of us live would be different because of peace. And so, God, I pray that in every one of us right now, we'd get our eyes off the storms. We'd get our eyes off the difficulties, and not in a way to ignore them, but to go deeper and to deal with them from the strength of you being in our lives. And so I pray for peace, God. As we pray for a moment, Genesis, I kind of invite you to own these moments. And, you know, if you would just say, Bob, I need to be at that place you're talking about. I need to let God's peace have a greater portion of my life and learn how to live in that. Would you just lift your hand and kind of take it back down afterwards? God bless you. Yeah, there's just many hands going up right now that, you know, God knows, and he knows how to settle that. He loves you. He'll never leave you. He'll never, ever, ever, ever walk away from you. Father, I pray, God, this is where it gets tough, because peace is not emotion. It's not feeling. It's not the absence or the presence of those things. It's this assurance, God, that lives within us. And so I pray that my friends, God, that maybe we've looked at things that's not, and we need to really understand what it is, that you would help us in this moment, this season of peace, that you would help us run deeper in our lives, and that peace would guard our heart, would guard our mind, and we would let it be a greater portion. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and each and every one of us would say, amen. I want to say a couple of things before we get out of here today. One, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Couple of things I need to cover. Next Sunday, we will be here, but we're going to do things differently. We sat and kind of talked with the leaders and all, and we're not going to set all this up. We're going to set something up, but we're not going to have children's ministry. We're actually going to all come in here as families just for a moment next Sunday. And we're going to do communion. We're going to sing a couple Christmas songs, but we're not going to kind of divide, you know, and send kids one way and all. So if you can be out here next week, we'd love for you to come out. You know, I know it's a mixed bag. I mean, we want to spend time with family and all, and I know all that. So if you can be here, take a half hour out of your morning and come be with us. We're going to just celebrate as family and friends for a moment. And I think it's appropriate, to be honest with you. So, we're not going to get here early and set all this stuff up, but we're going to be here. And we'd love to be able to see you next Sunday. Also, you know, we didn't know how this was going to go down today because of the inclement weather, but we found out Friday that inclement weather is out of our control while we're in this school. Not that the weather's not in our control, but whether we have service or not is not our call. It's a school call. So anytime we're unsure if church is going to happen, call the church number in the morning or check the website, because it'll be there. But the principal actually makes the decision whether he's going to open the school or not because of his staff being here for us and all. So there may be days ahead that you're thinking we could be there, or there may be days you're thinking, why didn't the principal cancel? I don't want to go today, whatever. So, but I hope you have a great holiday season. And, you know, my home is a blessed home, and I know where I was a year ago, and I know how awesome and incredible my home and my family are this year. And I hope that you're able to sit down in the next few moments of your life and truly, at a personal level, reflect on what it means to be saved, because salvation is an incredible gift. And I hope that you also reflect on the family and or friends that are in your life. Who is that, Mike? It's an alarm. What's the alarm? What was it? Don't want to tell us? Sorry. I just love doing that. I hope in the next few moments that you do sit down with significant people in your life. Because if you don't know this, or if you've forgotten, they're gifts. Everyone in your life that cares about you is a gift. And for someone to put up with you is a miracle. Amen. And so be grateful that you get to sit down with a friend, family, with Christ. And be sure and tell them thanks, because they don't have to be in your life. And so I say all that to tell you thank you for being my friend, for being a friend to my family, to my wife, my kids. Your gifts, and we love you guys, and I hope you have a great Christmas, and be safe, and we'll see you no later than Sunday. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a great week.